I know last week you said your offense is better than the one, and it's just scoring 7 points today. It was only three. Just what's going on out there? Is it just some drop balls? Penalties is more of the same? Or?
You know, it's really today, not making some of the plays that we really needed to. When you're playing against a team that has a defense and an offense like New England, you got to make some of those plays and find a way to get on the board and match them in their scoring drive.
Did it look like early on you were getting some good matchups and man-to-man and things like that? Did they do anything to try to take that away as the game went on?
You know, they did a little bit of combo coverage there towards the end. You know, we lost Vincent for the remainder of the game early in the third quarter. But, you know, they played man, played a little bit of two-man, and did a good job anticipating some of our routes.
Josh, you guys got off to a hot start in the first two drives. I think you had about 128 yards passing inside the red zone, but came away with just 3 points. How deflating was that, and does that kind of have an effect on the psyche of the team and just the confidence level?
I can't say it affects any sort of confidence or confidence level. We just know when we get down there, you know, we got to make plays. We got to find a way to go to the guy that is going to be open with the ball, and then that guy's got to make the catch, you know. And I thought our O-line did a tremendous job today, whether it was in the run game or the pass game. We just got to find a way on the outside to, you know, to make plays and score some touchdowns.
Joshua, how frustrating is it for you to see balls that are in players' hands and they don't put the catch away?
You know, you just got to move on. Drops are part of the game. If, you know, if I throw a bad pass, you know, we got to move on to the next one. You know, so that's kind of how we look at it. And, you know, it's a collective effort to find a way to, you know, at the end, just score some touchdowns at the end of those drives.
How hard has it been trying to get other guys involved? I mean, Vincent goes out, but you're playing with Tim Wright and Eric Page, and Ogletree's still relatively new to you guys. I mean, is that a factor at all, do you think, at this point, as far as passing in?
Well, today we did a little shuffling. I shuffled some guys around. But, you know, bottom line, the guys know the offense. You know, we're expected to play at a high level. And, you know, some guys, we were able to make some plays. But, you know, the chemistry was a little bit different.
Josh, this is the third straight week. Your completion percentage was under 50%. That's very unlike what you've done in your career in the first 4 years. Can you point a finger to something? Or is there what just seems right? Or what seems off for you?
Well, we were taking a lot of shots. You know, when you're throwing the ball downfield that many times, a lot of times it's the back gets eaten up in protection. It's a shot play. They cover it. You have to just launch it and get it out of bounds. But, you know, I'm going to have to go back and evaluate today and all our pass attempts and which ones were throwaways, which ones. But now we got to find a way to complete more passes, complete them in situations like third down and in the red zone.
Are you happy with the play calling, or is that something that needs to get addressed as well?
No, I thought we had a good plan. It was kind of, like I said, it was tough second half with Vincent going down. You saw the first half, we were able to sustain some drives, but just, you know, couldn't come away with it in the red zone.
Is there any way that, like, you can feel that things are not going the way you want it to go when you're out there? Is there any way that you guys can kind of say, and I'm sure you would, let's do this and we'll change it?
Yeah, no, we had a number of conversations on the sideline. Like I said, a lot of our game plan was around Vincent Jackson. And second half, you know, I thought Eric Page stepped up, made some big plays. Ogletree made some big plays out of the backfield, both our backs. But, you know, all in all, we just collectively have to come together and execute at a higher level.
Josh, at 0-3, are you concerned the season's starting to slip away from
it? No, not at all. Rough start, obviously, but, you know, we played three quality football teams, and we just have to continue to work. You know, we know what we have. We know what kind of players we have. Offensive, defense, special teams. We know that and it's a matter of time before we come in on a Sunday, put it all together and get this thing cranked up.
You're on an 0-3 team that started your rookie year. You were with that club, obviously, you're not starting. But how different is this 0-3 back compared to 0-9?
It's completely different. Obviously, different faces, different coach. But, you know, this is the NFL. It doesn't. Nobody worries about the little – nuances on Sunday. It's all that matters is wins and losses, and we got to find a way to start winning.
Is this the toughest spot, the stretch that you've been through personally, where you just can't seem to get it going? Not you necessarily, you as a quarterback.
It's interesting. I haven't really compared it to or looked at that comparison, but and I know, yeah, I know it has been tough scoring, you know, and it's you go back, turn on the tape, and you wonder why, and it's just, I mean, the little things, you know, guys just focusing in, me included, locking in and finding a way to make the plays that allowed us to be an explosive offense last year.
Is it tough not having a dynamic tight end to go to? With some of the teams in the league, obviously, that have high-powered offenses, have a you know, basketball-type player, you know, 6'6", 6'8". Is that a piece that's missing that really could help this offense?
You know, I don't really look at things from a personnel standpoint. You know, the guys that we have, you know, are capable of going out and executing. I know Timmy Wright's a tremendous athlete. And, you know, different teams have different makeups. You know, I wouldn't trade Mike and Vince for the world, you know, but and then Kevin's coming on strong. But, you know, it's just we got to get back and work, you know, work and find a way to come out and get the job done next week.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks, Josh.